Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
It's December 26. Are you asking this question? Has this season become so full of pressure that you wonder if peace is even possible? In 1999, my family faced heartbreak during the holiday season. Due to unfortunate events, I found myself facing the challenge of becoming a single mom of two teenage boys. My oldest son was away from home and a freshman in college, and my youngest son was a high school junior. I had so many unanswered questions. The thought of celebrating Christmas and New Year with family put a pit in my stomach, not because of family members, but the reminder of what had been lost. With the hope of finding a few moments of peace, I forced myself to open my daily devotional. The scripture theme was glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rest, Luke 2:14. I asked myself, Lord, does your favor rest on me? If I answered yes, then I knew peace was mine to behold, even though it seemed miles away. Let's face it, holidays, Christmas, New Year's really can be stressful. We get caught up in trying to create the picture-perfect holiday. We worry about the gifts, we worry about our loved ones, whether they'll get along. Before we know it, we've lost the true meaning of the holiday season. We've lost the meaning of Christmas and cannot find hope for the New Year. Can you relate? What heartbreak, conflict, uncertainty, or loss are you dealing with this season? Wherever you find yourself at this very moment, Christ has promised his peace to you. I ask you to remember that glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. God's favor rests on you. So where you find yourself today, know that he is worth trusting.